a bank killing cold beer. When I get a truck, I just jack it up. Find myself a mud hole going get stuck. In a towing camo, it's just how it is. But I ain't trying to hide. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. Yeah. That's right.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a week after Hurricane Helene, more than 215 are confirmed dead across six states, including Georgia. Former President Trump today visiting an emergency operations center in Columbia County alongside Governor Brian Kemp. ABC's Selena Wang says it's the first meeting for both after fallout over the 2020 election.
They were there embracing and shaking hands, and Trump did heap some praise on Governor Kemp for his reaction and response to the hurricane. And it was just months ago, I was actually at a rally, a Trump rally in Georgia, where he was railing and ripping into Governor Kemp. He still holds a grudge against Kemp for failing to help in his attempts to overturn the 2020 election results.
Vice President Kamala Harris holds a rally in Michigan today. The U.S. adding 254,000 jobs in September, beating expectations. President Biden touting that job growth. And after a three-day strike, 40,000 union dock workers back on the job at more than a dozen ports. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court reconvenes for a new term Monday. One case the High Court will hear is one involving major American gun makers and the government of Mexico, which is suing the companies for $10 billion.
Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Colt, and Glock are among the firms hoping the Supreme Court blocks the Mexican government's lawsuit. The $10 billion claim filed in Massachusetts federal court is based on the idea that the companies knew their guns were being sold to traffickers to smuggle them into Mexico. The firms insist they've operated legally and that the case has no business in American courts. Mexican authorities say 70% of the weapons that flow into their country come from the U.S.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Dozens of tigers have died in zoos in South Vietnam following a rare bird flu outbreak. Officials say the animals likely got sick after being fed meat from chickens, which had been infected. Zoo officials say no staff members in close contact with the animals experienced any symptoms. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for clear and cool conditions this evening, low 45, mostly sunny, windy, and warmer tomorrow, high 81, winds will be south-southeast 15 to 25, and breezy tomorrow night with a tiny chance of showers late at night, low 49. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny outside, and our temperature is 67 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A body matching the description of a missing Madison woman has been recovered. Brooke Stratton hadn't been seen in 3 days. Police Chief Sean Barnes says a body was recovered from a pond near Monroe Street in Lewis Court. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office will identify the body. Police are questioning a possible suspect who's in custody on charges unrelated to this case. One person is dead and another injured in a one-vehicle crash on the interstate in Sauk County. Yesterday afternoon, the crash occurred on I-90 eastbound at 100-mile marker near Lake Delton. The vehicle, being operated eastbound, went out of control, rolled over, and came to rest in the median. At this time, one occupant is deceased and one was transported by helicopter. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are trying to get the upper hand with working class voters in the closing weeks of the presidential campaign. Harris is visiting the union stronghold of Flint, Michigan today. Organized labor has been a bedrock of Democratic support, but Harris has been unable to secure endorsements from some unions that backed Joe Biden 4 years ago. Trump is eager to make inroads with unions in the election. He's heading to Georgia, where he'll appear with Governor Brian Kemp. Wisconsin election clerks referred more than two dozen instances of suspected fraud and other voting irregularities to prosecutors over the last year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission presents an annual report on suspected election fraud and other voting irregularities to the legislature. The commission was set to approve a report detailing incidents between July 2023 and September 2024 during a meeting today. The report notes clerks referred 30 incidents to prosecutors during that time, including almost 20 cases of someone voting twice. Three Republican lawmakers from Northeast Wisconsin have a plan to prevent retirement income from being taxed. State Representatives David Steffen of Howard and Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay and State Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton will introduce the 2025 Tax-Free Retirement Act when the legislative session starts in January. The bill would exempt $75,000 of retirement income from state income taxes for single filers, $125,000 for those married joint filers. Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation this year, citing concerns about draining the state's reserves. A listeria outbreak across the country is raising concerns about how deli meats are regulated. Jovana Kovacevic is a listeria expert who says there's room for improvement.
Consumers would benefit and the industry would benefit in terms of having the ability to look openly for listeria as opposed to fearing if they find any positive what's going to happen.
She says people should store meat at the right temperature and cook it thoroughly.
There's just certain foods that are higher risk foods, and if you're in that vulnerable group, you want to avoid those foods. So we really need to do better to engage consumers in these discussions.
The recent listeria outbreak linked to deli meat killed 10 people and made 59 other people sick across the country. As temperatures start to cool off for good in the area, pest control specialists are sharing tips on how to keep little critters out of your home. With the colder weather, pests like bees, mice, and spiders may start to look for ways into your home as they seek shelter in warmer areas. Specialists say the best way to keep those critters out is to take preventative steps early, like ensuring windows and pipes around the home are sealed. Experts also recommend traps and chemical deterrents if those critters keep finding ways inside. Firefighters spent roughly 21 hours fighting a fire at a La Crosse area business Tuesday into Wednesday. Town of Campbell Fire Chief Nate Melby says high winds made the fire even more difficult to fight. Melby says the fire at Omaha Track Railroad Tie Recycling Yard on French Island is the largest industrial fire in the community's history. There were no injuries or fatalities as a result of the fire. No damage estimates are available yet, and an investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing. An array of activities begin today in Richland Center and run through Sunday as part of Centerfest. It's Richland Center's homecoming. Two alumni are being honored as outstanding alumni, Irvin Peckham from the class of 1962 and Rob Renish from the class of 1989. In high school, Irv lettered in football, track, and wrestling and was president of the student council his senior year. Following graduation, he earned an MA in English at UW-Madison. While at Madison, he became involved in civil rights and anti-war demonstrations. Following his studies at UW-Madison, he moved to Canada with a PhD fellowship at McMaster University, where he fell in love with teaching and shifted from the PhD program to earn a Bachelor of Education degree at the University of Toronto. After earning his BE, he took a teaching job at a high school in California. After receiving his PhD, he went on to teach at University of Nebraska, Omaha, Louisiana State University, and then Drexel University in Harrison, Virginia. He has been teaching an undergraduate writing class at James Madison University. Rob Renish attended UW-Richland following his high school graduation and then UW-Whitewater, where he received a degree in business. He started his career in the restaurant and hotel industry, working as a manager at Hardee's, the Springs Golf Club Resort, as well as a director of operations for Call Enterprises, overseeing operations at the White House, Arthur's, and Fitzgerald's. In 1995, he co-founded Center Court, a screen printing and embroidery business in Richland Center. In the early 2000s, he became co-owner of Cornerstone Court, a business rental complex. In 2009, he became an area developer for TK Midwest Development of the Tilted Kilt franchise throughout the Midwest. More recently, Rob became a financial advisor for PCB Wealth Management at the People's Community Bank. Rob also helped establish GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and served on its board of directors as president for many years. A reception for Irv and Rob will be held in the West Commons at the high school before the football game. The Hornets will host River Valley in tonight's homecoming football game at 7 o'clock. Hill Country Classic Power's annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds is underway. You are invited to view classic restored tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles all weekend. A parade of vehicles will be held at the fairgrounds Saturday at 4. Admission to the show is free. The Greater Richland Area Chamber and local downtown businesses will host its annual Wine and Beer Walk tonight. It will be followed by a dance party at the Phoenix Center from 8:30 to 11:30. Activities will continue throughout the weekend, including the annual Canyon of Lights Parade tomorrow night at 7. Those wishing to participate in the parade, registration will be taken right up to the parade time. For more information, call 608-630-2452. The Ithaca School District will hold its final informational session Sunday in regards to a referendum question that will appear on November's election ballot. The question will be asking voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. Topics of discussion will include the two major reasons for the ask and the impact it will have on residents if passed. Those attending the session are also welcome to voice their opinions and concerns, as well as ask any questions they may have. Sunday's session will be held at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. Navigating reproductive and abortion care in Wisconsin since the 2022 Dobbs decision has hinged around an 1849 law, full abortion prohibition, and court rulings. The League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox Cities will host a panel presentation webinar on Monday to assess the current status of the issue. The virtual webinar, Reproductive Health Care in Wisconsin, will take place from 6:30 to 8 on Zoom. Featured speakers will include Dr. Kathy King, Chief Medical Officer for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, Michelle Velasquez, Chief Strategist for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and Dr. Anna Igler, a local OBGYN physician. Moderating the discussion will be LWV of Wisconsin President Dorothy Skye, a retired OBGYN physician. The panelists will participate in an informed, unscripted discussion of the issue. Time will be allowed at the end for audience questions. The program is open to the public at no charge. Registration on the League's website, lwvappletonfoxcities.org, is required to receive the Zoom link. The League of Women Voters of Appleton Fox Cities is nonpartisan and does not support or oppose any political party or candidate. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin dairy processors to apply for dairy processor grants through Monday. These grants aim to foster innovation, improve profitability, and sustain the long-term viability of Wisconsin's dairy processing facilities. A total of $500,000 is available for this year's dairy processor grants. Eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in Wisconsin that is engaged in pasteurizing, processing, or manufacturing milk or dairy products. Funding from these grants can be used to address a wide range of dairy business needs, such as food safety, staff training, plant expansion or modernization, and professional consulting services. Grants will be awarded for projects up to $50,000 and 2 years long. Processors must provide a match of 20% to the grant amount. Recipients will be chosen through a competitive selection process. More information in the grant application are available at datcp.wi.gov and click on the Grants and Funding. Applications must be submitted by Monday to datcp.dadgrants@wisconsin.gov. Grant recipients will be announced in January.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial residential plowing, skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvement a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973. Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain, died Saturday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A private service for the family will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105 of Plain. Shirley May Ng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial to follow in the Five Points Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at the Five Points Lutheran Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Shirley May Ng, 92 of Richland Center, formerly of Five Points.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed this sunny, comfortable Friday's high temperatures scraped the upper 60s with winds out of the northeast. As they calm tonight, skies stay clear and temperatures crash cool to the mid-40s, with the frost advisory out way up north into the Northwoods. By Sunday night, that could be creeping further south. But before all of that, we have a nice spike in temperatures for Saturday. We'll be sitting pretty under mostly sunny skies tomorrow, with winds whipping out of the southeast, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. It'll shove us much, much warmer. In fact, unseasonably high and kind of summery to 80 degrees. Soak it up and enjoy it, because we're going to see clouds increasing throughout the afternoon and into the evening as a cold front nears. Could bring a chance for a spotty shower late at night, but mainly mild temperatures, falling to near 50. As winds stay feisty, they switch to out of the northwest for Sunday. This means we're behind the cold front. As the blustery, cooler air filters on in, highs will only reach the mid-60s. But hey, it'll still be sunny out there, so really not a bad Sunday. But by Sunday night, with clear skies, calm winds, we crash cold. This is where we could see some frost advisories being issued by us. Overnight lows fall to the mid-30s, which will likely lead to some patchy frost possible early Monday morning. After that, though, we'll be underneath a ton of sunshine with nice highs in the upper 60s. Tuesday, we crash kind of cool into the upper 30s with light frost possible early, then a ton of sunshine once again, stuck on repeat with a high near 70. Same goes for Wednesday, more and more sunshine and warming too, highs at about 73 degrees, and for Thursday, hitting 76. We've got a very mild and dry end to the week, with the crisp and cool start to the week. Only shots of rain really move in tomorrow night, and it really isn't even looking like much, really just a trace. Otherwise, I hope you have a beautiful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 66 degrees after a high today of 69 and a morning low of 44. Yesterday's high was 74 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1953 is 87 degrees with a record low of 23 set back in 1974. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 61. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:38 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:03. The winds are out of the south-southwest at around 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.26. And during the overnight hours, we received 4/100ths of an inch of rain. Once again, our current temperature is 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I've had some pretty stinky jobs in my lifetime. My first job as a 14-year-old with a work permit was as a janitor at a child care center, cleaning up poop and puke daily. At another custodial job, I cleaned the whole 18,000-square-foot building every night, including 28 toilets. I've also driven a rendering truck, picking up dead animals from farms and their various stages of decomposition. As director of maintenance at an RV campground, we oftentimes had plugged and overflowing sewers that had to be unplugged and drained. Not a pleasant sight or smell. I tell you that to refer you to the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. We're told in the Bible that Lazarus had already been dead for more than 4 days when Jesus arrived on the scene. The phrase I remember hearing from childhood is, "By now he stinketh." Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead and then told the people watching to go and take off Lazarus's grave clothes, those stinking, rotting strips of cloth that held his dead and decaying corpse. Lazarus could not unwrap himself from the inside out, but had to have help getting unwrapped and cleaned up. The exciting thing we can take away from this story is that the reason Jesus died, was buried, and rose again was not just to be a sacrifice for our sin and to give us new life, though that's a very beautiful thing. But Jesus gave his life for us to free us from our stinky, simple selves so that we could be set free from the power of sin to reign over us and so we could take on the very fragrance of Christ in the way we live. Lovers of Jesus, I pray that we will have the stinky grave clothes removed from us and be the sweet, savory fragrance of Jesus for those around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here's Phil Knee with tonight's football preview.
The Richland Center High School football team hosts River Valley for homecoming football. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Here is RC coach Andy Troxell.
We opened the week and we said, you know, this is going to be an emotional game. You know, I mean, ever since I came back and I can remember, I mean, this has always been a rivalry game. And so we anticipate that's exactly kind of the level of play that we're going to see. They're going to come out and they're going to be ready to go. Coach Mack is going to have his kids, you know, in positions where they think they can succeed and have success, you know, and I think that we're going to do the same as well. So our narrative and our message this week is, you know, we've got to play sound, you know, disciplined football, and not let emotions kind of drive how this game is going to be played.
Here is River Valley co-head coach Dan Makovic.
Scoring opportunities left and right. They're moving the ball. They do different things on offense to set themselves up for success. And even though some of the scores look a little lopsided, just like in our games, they are constantly in every game. So they fire off the ball hard. They want to win. They play hard for their team, and it's going to be a really good matchup.
Hear the game tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time beginning around 6:40 with a Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. Elsewhere in the Southwest, Dodgeville at Lancaster and Platteville at New Glarus. In the Scenic Bluffs, Nisida at New Lisbon, Bangor at Cashton, Hillsboro at Brookwood, and Ithaca travels to Royal. Here is Bulldogs co-head coach David Klang.
Yeah, it's a huge week for us. It's a big game with Royal. They've played really tough the last couple games with against Hillsboro and Bangor, and like had leads or almost leads against them. So it's going to be a really big test for us.
In the SWAL, Mineral Point at Southwestern East Dubuque, Cuba City at Fenimore, Darlington at Lodi. In the Six Rivers, Iowa Grant at River Ridge, Wazika Steuben visits Potosi Cassville, and Riverdale at Boscobel. Here's Chieftains coach Lucas Phelps.
Staying in games and competing no matter what the adversity that we're facing, stuff like that. So there's been plenty of times before with teams I've had that, you know, near the end of the game there when they score in the fourth quarter, we struggle to march down the field, but I was very impressed with our guys, hats high, that they were able to find a way to score to answer that near the end of the game. So, yeah, a lot of growth, a lot of resilience from our guys, and that's going to pay dividends for the next couple of years for us.
Nakusa plays at Adams Friendship, Sauk Prairie at Portage, Baraboo at Reedsburg, Mauston at Ripon, Luther at Viroqua, Aquinas visits Westby. Eight-player football, Highland is at North Crawford, Monticello at Wisconsin Heights, and tomorrow Kickapoo Lafarge plays at Wanewoc Weston. I'm Phil Knee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said, "All my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwarz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwarz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
Wisconsin running back Ches Malusi is stepping away from the Badgers program. According to Badgers Extras, Colton Bartholomew, the Wisconsin program said in a release that Malusi is stepping away to continuing rehabbing his injuries that prevented him from playing to his expectation. Malusi has missed significant time during his career with the Badgers in 2021, 22, and 23. He suffered a torn ACL, a broken arm, and broken leg and ankle in those respective years. Malusi currently leads Wisconsin with 232 rushing yards through four games. Green Bay Packers receiver Romeo Doubs wasn't on the practice field yesterday due to a personal reason and will be day-to-day ahead of Sunday's showdown with the Los Angeles Rams. Head coach Matt LaFleur says he's hopeful Doubs will be back for today's practice, though through four games, Doubs has 169 receiving yards on 12 catches, but is yet to catch a touchdown. The Packers were also without receiver Christian Watson, who is recovering from an ankle injury suffered Sunday against the Vikings. Jair Alexander was one of the three Packer vets to return to practice yesterday, a good sign for Sunday's matchup with the Rams. Alexander missed last Sunday's loss to the Minnesota Vikings with a groin injury and was unavailable for practice on Wednesday. Offensive lineman Eldon Jenkins and defensive lineman Kenny Clark both returned to practice as well. Cornerback Carrington Valentine and offensive lineman Jordan Morgan both practiced for the second consecutive day, potentially putting both on track to play Sunday against the Rams. And the Packers will play the Rams on Sunday, as mentioned, and kickoff for that contest will be at 3:25, and you'll be able to hear that broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And the pregame for that contest will be at 1 on Sunday. And as earlier I mentioned about the Badgers, so the Badgers will be at home taking on Purdue tomorrow. Kickoff time will be at 11 from Camp Randall Stadium, and the pregame will start at 9 a.m. You'll be able to hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And the Milwaukee Brewers have mastered the art of winning consistently in the regular season while playing in the major's smallest market. This was their sixth playoff appearance in 7 years and third NL Central title in four seasons. Success in the postseason remains elusive. They haven't won a playoff series since reaching Game 7 of the NL Championship Series back in 2018. Their playoff disappointment continued yesterday as they blew a 2-0 lead in the ninth inning and fell 4-2 to the New York Mets in the decisive third game of their NL Wild Card Series. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans and corn were lower Friday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yield. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower. Soybeans continue to monitor U.S. harvest activity and the planting conditions in Argentina and Brazil. China did buy 116,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans Friday morning. November was down 8.25 at 1037 and three quarters. January was 8.5 lower at 1056. December bean meal was $2 lower at $3.3050, and December soybean oil is down 56 points at $43.97. Corn was lower. U.S. harvest conditions look mostly clear, and there was rain in the forecast for dry parts of Argentina and Brazil. Unknown destinations picked up 198,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the session. December was 3.5 lower at 424 and three quarters. March was down 4.25 at 441 and three quarters. And wheat was lower. There was rain in the medium-term forecast for dry parts of Russia and Ukraine. Dry weather's an ongoing issue in some U.S. hard red winter growing areas. December Chicago was 13 and three quarters lower at 589 and three quarters. December Kansas City was down 13 and a half at 598 and a half. December Minneapolis wheat was 7.75 lower at 638 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with box beef up at midday, watching direct trade develop. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. December live was up 60 at 187, and February was 20 higher at 187.95. With additional support from that lower move in corn, November feeders were up 115 at 249.27. January was $1.82 higher at 244.37. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and the lower midday move for pork. December was down 25 at 76.15. February hogs were 32 lower at 79.82. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Took all week for direct cash cattle trade activity to develop, and sellers benefited. Live deals were at $186 in the south, a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business in the north was at $296, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed sharply higher with good demand for moderate off. Range choice up $278 at $302.58. Select closed $432 higher at 287.61, estimated cattle slaughter was 108,000 head, down 8,000 on the weekend, down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs close higher with a very light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 90 cents with a weighted average of 74.78. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 75.01. Pork values closed lower, down 49 cents at 94.31. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 4,000 on the weekend, up about 2,000 on the year. For the latest in market news, go to BrownfieldAgNews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Increase phosphorus fertilizer efficiency by up to 50% with Rhizosorb from Phospholutions. Visit phospholutions.com to learn more. USMEF economist Aaron Bohr says the short port strike can have lasting impacts on U.S. agriculture.
We all know it's
really easy to lose a market or a customer and very difficult to gain them back.
More news is next.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Everett Larson from Sauk Prairie High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Everett is in soccer and basketball at his school.
I like to compete. I'm a very competitive person, so when I get to compete alongside my friends, it's just really fun for me.
His coaches and community groups are pushing young students into future leadership roles, and Everett said he's growing in that department.
It's kind of built in me through my coaches, and at our high school in Sauk, we talk a lot about like building a culture. So we've been trying to implement that in our high school to like try and build leaders so the coaches don't have to do everything.
He enjoys FFA and 4-H and working on the farm, and volunteering's a big part of his daily routine too.
I think part of it's just how I was raised. My parents do a lot of volunteering, so I try to do that too. I don't know. I like to be busy, so the more I can do, the better I feel.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Lender encourages crop farmers to position balance sheets with the future in mind. Amanda Duro with CoBank says liquidity is the best tool for dealing with tight margins.
There's a lot of grain still left on farm, so making sure they're having the right hedging programs and strategies to market that grain to their, you know, best markets.
A Purdue Extension corn specialist says helping farmers address the impacts of corn fungal disease is important to their bottom line. Dan Quinn tells Brownfield diseases can cause significant yield loss.
What's really challenging is that you can't often see it. So we kind of just recommend, you know, as we get closer to harvest, to even take some time and pull some ears and pull some husks back and maybe start to understand, is there a chance that it's out there?
And USDA says unknown destinations recently purchased 200,000 tons of U.S. corn, and China purchased more than 115,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
An ag economist is comparing the profitability of organic and conventional crops. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Is organic farming more profitable in the long run? Michael Langemeyer, Associate Director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, says,
specifically looking at 2019 to 2023, the relative crop price, relative crop yield, and cost of production.
We'll find out more after this on Brownfield.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The economist says organic farmers have the potential for a higher return on their investment. Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer says his study compared conventional to organic crop yields.
You're looking at the relative crop price, you're looking at the relative crop yield, and you're looking at the cost of production. And so when you look at conventional versus organic, the organic price is going to be substantially higher, was approximately 1.8 to 2.2 times higher for the organic corn enterprise compared to the conventional corn enterprise.
He tells Brownfield yield is one of the biggest differences between the two types of cultivation.
the organic yield is going to be quite a bit lower. For corn, for example, the organic yield during this five-year period using averages was a 25% lower than the conventional corn yield.
He says for growers looking to expand their marketing opportunities, organic farming could be an option.
It's corn and soybeans are the places where you get a substantially higher net return to land for organic corn compared to conventional corn, and the same with soybeans.
He says the two are more comparable when it comes to expenses and net return.
Depending on the crop, the organic cost can be slightly higher, but really the difference in the net returns is really related to the differences in the prices and the yields, with the price being higher for organic but the yield being lower. So having said that, when you look at the net return comparisons, it depends on the crop you're looking at. If you're looking at something like alfalfa, oats, wheat, those crops, the net returns are very similar.
He says there's about a two-year transition period for conventional growers to consider when making the switch to organic.
Even though the net return difference between corn and soybeans are rather large when going to organic, you'd have to factor in that you've got that two-year transition window. If you're looking at an organic rotation in the Corn Belt, you're probably looking at something like corn, soybean, wheat, or corn, soybean, alfalfa. And so you've got another crop in there that may drop, that may lower the net returns. The managerial level of going to something like organic is really high.
Langemeyer says less than 1% of all farmland in the U.S. is used for organic farming. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Just one of those words just gets thrown around like a Jack and Coke sitting on a bar. It gets watered down, so I ain't gonna say it, oh, but I ain't gonna lie. If you wanna know the truth, how I feel about you tonight, if you are my last breath, if you were my last night of hell on wheels, wanna drive you like I stole ya. If you were my last shot of whiskey, I'd press you to my lips, take a little sip, swirl you around and around and round, then I shoot you down. Just what I got. If you were my cherry stem, I'd tie you in a knot. And if I couldn't tell you, oh well, baby, I'd be gone. I'd be floating around high as the Colorado sky, blowing smoke rings all night long. If you were my last breath, I just wanna hold you. If you were my last night, wanna drive you like I stole ya. If you were my last shot, oh, whiskey, I'd press you to my lips, take a little sip, swirl you around and around and round, then I shoot you down. Last call, last chance, last dance I was ever gonna get to take. If you were my last, my last night of hell on wheels, wanna drive you like I stole ya. If you were my last shot, oh, whiskey, press you to my lips, take a little sip, swirl you round and round and round, then shoot you down. Then shoot you down.
keep taking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home, I'm a tank. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home, I'm a tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home, I'm a tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
That was Jordan Davis, and he ain't saying. And before that was Kip Moore with Last Shot. And I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till about 6:40. I'll be here beyond that, but I'll be here playing some great music up until 6:40. And that's when we'll be bringing you homecoming football action, starting with the pregame at 6:40. That's River Valley at Richland Center at Avitus Rift Field. And Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Kickoff for that contest will be at 7 this evening. And it's going to be a beautiful night for football. A little more season-like out there. It's about 64 degrees, a little bit more season-like than it's been the previous football games, though it's more like summer weather they were playing in. So it should be more suitable for the players, especially if they're out there running around, and that way they don't get overheated or anything. So anyways, going to be a great game tonight, and hopefully you can make it to it. And if not, be sure to tune into the WRCO, and we'll have the broadcast for you. And our time is 5:52, and of course that's 64 degrees. That's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. And great weekend for everything going on. Boy, what a busy weekend it is going on this weekend as well. I just wanted to let everybody know that the 2024 Canyon of Lights Parade is being held tomorrow evening at 7 in Richland Center. This year's theme is Superhero Showdown. If you would like to participate in the parade, registrations are still being accepted up to parade time. So that's good news if you wanted to get in on the excitement. For more information, call 608-630-2452. And if you're hungry, you can go to St. Luke's Church and Plain. They'll be serving a family-style fish fry, and that's going on until 8 o'clock this evening. Carryouts will also be available. If you're heading down there to go to that fish fry, just a note that Highway 23 may be closed due to repairs and road construction from Highway 14 in Spring Green to Highway Double G near Loretto.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less? That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th. Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
He got that belt at the Buckle Barn. He loves Morgan Wallen and the Broadway bars. He loves Tecovas and that ain't wrong, but he's one shot and then his accent's gone. Tips his hat like the real deal, only steering nose is on a wheel. That beer he's drinking, it's imported. He said I know his daddy's real important. Must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzz. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can't name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the This Ain't Country Club. He's seen all of Yellowstone. He loves nicotine, he don't dip or smoke. He'll say howdy ma'am on that first day. Then
can put ketchup on his steak. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can't name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the This Ain't Country Club. Now he's ordering a glass of wine, and his manicure looks better than mine. Said that he's some big shot banker. He got lost on 14 acres. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed.